The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A rich man, Jesus said to his disciples, had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. So he summoned him and said, "What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward." The steward said to himself, "What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes." He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, "How much do you owe my master?" He replied, 100 measures of olive oil." He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat." The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? No servant, if you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Gospel of the Lord. Right about now, you're probably saying to yourselves, "What was that all about?" when you heard this gospel about the dishonest manager or steward. Was Jesus encouraging us to be dishonest? Well, what was he talking about when he used that phrase, dishonest wealth? Well, if you're confused, or even if you're not, sit back and relax, because on this Catechetical Sunday, I'm going to explain it all to you so that you're never going to have any doubts or questions about it again. I hope. What we have here in today's gospel is a smorgasbord. First of all, Luke tells an original parable that Jesus told about this dishonest manager or steward. But then he tacks on a number of applications and saying, and that's when it gets even more confusing. So let's look at the first part, to the original parable as Jesus probably told it. In the original parable, a manager is going to get fired for something he wrong did, squandering somehow the property of his owner, of his boss, his master. So, admitting his guilt, he decides to do something to make friends with his master's debtors, hoping that they're going to be good to him after he loses his job. So what does he do? He rewrites each debt, making it smaller. Now, that was not dishonest in Jesus' time, what he did in reducing the debt of others so that they would be good to him afterwards, was legal and common in those times. This is how it worked. Say an original debt would have been for 80 bushels of something. It was common for a manager then to add on a fee, which was the manager's own pay for this, maybe 20 barrels or 20 more bushels. It was like interest on a loan. So a bill would be for 100 bushels. The one who was in debt or borrowed the bushels would get only 80, but when he came time to pay it back, he'd have to pay back 100 because 20 of that would go to the steward or the manager. That was his fee. That was his pay. And it was legal and right and common to do that in Jesus' time. So when the manager was going to get fired, what he cleverly does is call in the debtors and write new bills. For instance, if they had 100 bushels or barrels of something, he had them to write 80. Or if it was 100, maybe 50. What he did was eliminate his fee. What he did was eliminate what he would have received as his pay for arranging and managing the loan. So everybody won when he did that. The master still got back the 80 barrels or bushels or whatever it was that was the original loan. The debtor was happy because he didn't have to pay 100, only 80. And then the manager was happy too, hoping that the debtors would be kind to him and maybe offer him a job when he was fired. Kind of a pay for play. So the manager was dishonest earlier in whatever he did to squander his master's property, but he wasn't dishonest in what he did about writing down the bills. That's why his master commended him for being clever in doing that. And that's why in the original parable, Jesus is saying the children of this world are more clever than we who are children of the light. We aren't clever enough about using our gifts to ensure our own eternal salvation. Not that we should be dishonest, but that we should have some clever honesty. Okay, any questions? I think what's interesting in today's gospel is that it shows us how our gospels were put together and handed on to us. First, we have that original parable that Luke rewrote and retold, the parable about the dishonest steward. But then after that, there are a whole series of things that Luke tacks on. After two or more generations of Christian teaching and preaching, Luke added a lot of these sayings that Jesus had said at other times and were applied by speakers or teachers of this parable. Now, in their own context, they might have made sense. But when you put them all together like this, as he did at the end of this gospel, it gets pretty confusing. It's not a smooth transition. Like the phrase, for instance, where he says, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. What does that mean? What is dishonest wealth? Well, commentators of this gospel say there's probably something lost in translation. Dishonest wealth probably means wealth that could lead to dishonesty, wealth that could lead to greed or selfishness or corruption. Here Jesus is telling us, use your wealth, your gifts, wisely. Maybe a true story would kind of help put this all together for us. Some years ago, a man named Josh Farren of Bountiful, Utah. I'm not kidding. That's the name of the city, Bountiful, Utah. Had just closed a deal to buy a house. So when he went there to the house and in to check out the garage, he looked up and he saw a panel that seemed to open to some chamber up above the garage. So he got a ladder and climbed up. He found an old, dusty ammo box. When he opened up, it was full of rolls of $1 bills. He looked around and there were seven other boxes like this, each one filled with rolls of dollar bills. It took him and his wife about 3 hours to count them all. They stopped counting when they reached $40,000. $40,000. Okay, he said. What to do with this sudden wealth? Josh said later, I'm human. And immediately I thought of all the things we really needed the money for, car, house payments. That was the temptation to be dishonest. Then he said, I believe in doing what is right. And you can't dwell on those sort of things when it's not your money. So he decided to return all the money to the relatives of the former owner of the house who had passed away. Josh said, I've got two boys, and we teach them to be honest and to do what is right. And I knew this was a teachable moment that I would never have again. So I thought we would have fun with it. We would do something courageously honest, something awesome. It's been a great thing for us and our kids. He's a good example of what Jesus was talking about in the gospel. What would you and I have done with this dishonest wealth? Would we have done what Josh did, be as honest about it as he? He's a good example then. Luke offers us a lot to think about today in this parable of the downsized manager and all those sayings that went on that were attached to it. Maybe when you listen to them, one of them struck you about your own life and your own gifts and how you are or might be using them. If so, may our Eucharist today nourish each one of us to be honest managers or stewards, children of the light, faithful in little things, serve only one master, or all of the above. Amen.